At issue is the Air Force's new Joint Space Operations Management System. It's designed to boost the military's capability to track objects in Earth's orbit that could pose a hazard to vital satellites and other spacecraft. Right now, the Air Force tracks 22,000 such objects, and there are thousands more it can't see with its current instruments. And the volume of space debris is expected to grow 4 or 5-fold in the next couple of decades. The current tracking system is old. How old? General William Shelton, the commander of Air Force Space Command, says it got its last major software upgrade in 1994. And he told an Air Force Association breakfast this week,
"The data format in this system, you guys are going to laugh over here, the class of 76 and others. The data format is IBM 80-column punch card data formats."
Shelton says that system is long overdue for replacement, but the new system, JMS, was hit with a major funding reduction by lawmakers who were concerned about past cost overruns in the program. It's what Shelton called a careless mark.
"We overhauled this program. We cut the cost by over half. We fielded new capabilities. We will field new capabilities years earlier. And it's put us on a very healthy path for long-term success. So as a reward for that good work, one committee rescinded $40 million based on outdated information. And although this is not yet law, we hadn't to prudently plan for this reduction as a reality. The loss of this money, which, oh, by the way, is about 50% of the annual budget, could delay our retirement of that old SPADOC system by a full year. That action increases our costs, and it also increases our risk because of our outdated capability that is well past its intended life and depends literally on eBay maintenance."
Congress still hasn't passed DOD's appropriations or authorization bills for the current fiscal year, so it's unclear how the program will fare in 2013. Shelton implored what he called congressional teammates not to make those careless cuts in the future. He says even though the overall military is shrinking in size and in budget, the nation can't afford to scale back its space capabilities.
"If we're going to retain global response capability, space and cyber, and especially space, doesn't really scale well with force structure reductions. So you either retain sufficient global coverage, you can't have holes in the architecture, and still be able to respond worldwide to any contingencies that might pop up. So this creates additional tension in the system right now in the midst of this tough fiscal climate. And these space capabilities have become increasingly vulnerable, particularly during this last decade."
Shelton says the tension comes from the fact that the current cost structures for building and launching space capabilities are simply unsustainable. So the Air Force knows it has to cut costs in some of the same ways it did with the debris tracking system. JMS was originally expected to cost $1.2 billion and not be ready until 2019. Now Shelton says the cost is projected to be half that, and it should be up and running by 2014. He says the key to those cost and schedule improvements was building the restructured program around an open architecture.
"We actually had the advantage of having several pilot programs, things that were coming out of laboratories, and as we started looking for alternatives to the big program, we said, well, we could take that one, and we could combine it with that one, and we could combine it with that one. So if you create an open architecture, and then you start taking pieces and putting these pieces together, you can make progress in a big hurry. And that open architecture allows you to bring things in, and if you like them, keep them. If you don't like them, throw them away and get the next best thing that rolls in. So that's really kind of how we did business here. And I believe a lot of software acquisitions, certainly big command and control kinds of capabilities anyway, are moving to that kind of model. Very open architecture, plug and play sort of thing. So you have the foundational layer there of an operating system, but the applications you can roll in and out. And I believe that's the wave of the future."
Shelton says the open architecture will let the military start using the tracking information commercial satellite companies already maintain for their own satellites. That'll let the Air Force focus its sensors on other space debris. The Air Force expects to see a vast increase in the number of objects in Earth orbit as more nations begin to make greater use of space in the coming years.
"We're also concerned, though, about the orbital debris population, which could spiral out of control due to accidental collisions or deliberate irresponsible actions. As exhibits, the Chinese ASAT test of 2007 and the Cosmos Iridium collision of 2009 both produced thousands of pieces of debris, and many of these pieces, again, are too small to track. In fact, if you've been watching the news, the International Space Station just maneuvered last week to get out of the way of a piece of the Cosmos Iridium debris. A Russian Breeze-M upper stage malfunctioned a few months back, leaving it on orbit with thousands of pounds of propellant still on board. And as expected, it recently exploded. We're tracking well over 500 pieces from that. And from our models, we know that there are many, many more pieces that we're not tracking. Debris will ultimately challenge our satellites and manned space activity as well for many, many years to come.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.